Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monk and Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are going to try to continue the discussion and wrap it up, hopefully, on contagious karma. And, of course, taking your calls. We'll be taking your calls for on-air readings. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. The call-in number, 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And there are some sites you can join us on: Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. Please follow us, show us your support there. We really appreciate it if you do that. And the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. So we have a caller from the 772 area code that we bring on now. Who's this, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Yeah, this is Maria. Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this is Maria.
Maria, do we know you? Or have we not spoken with you?
Maybe before I call one time.
One time? Yeah. Okay, and where are you calling from? There's a lot of static
I'm
on the line.
No, sorry.
Bad connection.
Better now?
A little bit. What's your location?
Florida.
Okay.
I'm in Florida. Yeah.
All right. And what's your question?
Well, I have some issue in my heart area that started recently in my heart chakra, but I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm trying to get some insight. Like, I normally kind of know what's going on, but I don't seem to get any messages on what's going on, and it's disturbing me because I'm afraid, and then it gets worse, and I don't know what it is. I don't know
what's happening exactly.
I feel, you know, like palpitations, and I felt like a panic attack that started on Friday, and I was able to kind of control it, but the disturbance in my heart has not stopped. And I don't even know if it's my heart. You know, my friend says, like, he's like, your heart is fine. It's not your heart, but it feels in my heart. So I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, the first, we're going to get your birth date too, but the first thing I would say, if you haven't done so already, is go to a doctor. I mean, you have to go to a doctor if you're having palpitations and symptoms that are, you know, causing you concern. Obviously, going to a doctor is an important step. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I made an appointment.
Do you have insurance?
I made an appointment already. Mm-hmm.
When's your appointment?
My appointment is for Thursday.
Thursday of this week. But you're probably having these symptoms that are continuing. I mean, it's not like they're going to go away till Thursday when you go. You've got this problem until Thursday. So, I mean, I would say if you have like a heart, a situation where you're having these palpitations and you're going into a panic attack, go to an urgent care center emergency room, because you don't want to have a heart attack. I mean, there could be something wrong with your heart itself. What is your birth date?
12/24.
I thought there was going to be a 4, and the 4 relates to the heart chakra. So, and that's in your fire number. And what's your year?
The year is 66.
66, which is a 4, when 1966 is a 4, a 13, 4. Mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 18, and 12. She's a 30 equals 3.
No, she's a 30.
Is that right? Did I add that up
she's
right?
She's 31.
Oh, she's a 31, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I added it up wrong. So she's a 31, 4. So, which is the 3-1 is an imbalance of the heart chakra energy. It's not like a 2-2-4. It's a 31. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you need to see a doctor. That's one thing, and that's mandatory. But we can give you our psychic impressions, Maria. Mm-hmm. We can't give medical advice. We can only say go to a doctor. Kristen suggested urgent care if you want to not wait. That would be wise. And then your appointment, of course, to follow up. But you should go to urgent mm-hmm. care for having heart palpitations. But I'm going to ask you a question, Maria. Just say yes or no. Do you have any children?
No.
I didn't think so.
Did you ever want any children?
No.
No? Do you have any nephews? Do you have any nephews or nieces?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. And may I ask you another question? Did you ever lose a child or anything with a lost child?
Nothing,
no.
Abortion, nothing have, like that.
Now, in your
not in this
your,
lifetime for sure. No, okay. Not in this lifetime. I chose not to have children very early in my childhood, really, and I'm been so okay with that, and I've never.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Are you having any problems with your family? You know, your siblings. Or is everything really...
I don't have any contact with my family.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm surmising in this agenda, and maybe Kristen can add to it, is that you're having anxiety and panic attacks, and it may be induced by the energy or karma that have been created around your family that means that this isn't the first time you've been anxious or angry or depressed. And so what's happening now in your life at your age is you're collecting all the anxiety in your life and the problems that derive from you not speaking to your family, and it's being activated in your body. So you're essentially having some kind of anxiety problem. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't have something physical wrong. That has to be determined by doctors, but our impression is that there's an anxiety level going on in your world to do with the dynamic or the situation with your family. Doesn't mean you have to connect with them. It just means that you have to work through your issues. Also, menopause may be part of the problem, possibly. You're what, 40?
No, 49?
Wait, no.
50. 51. 52. 51. Have you gone through menopause?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
are you done? Or are you in the process? 52.
I don't know.
Why don't you speak to your family? What's going on?
Well, we had a breakup with them many years ago because my mother was just a vicious person against me, and I had to break it up.
Yeah. You know what, Maria? I think part of your problem, part of it, is you're growing up with anxiety and tension and fear and maybe a rageaholic mother. All of this,
yes.
Was the father absent? Was the father gone from the family?
Yeah, he was gone when I was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Maria, you're having... Part of your problem is based on fear and anxiousness.
Which,
are you alone in life right now? Are you alone?
I have one friend.
One friend, but not a lot of support and not a significant relationship with a romantic partnership. So that's...
Yeah.
You're having a panic attack. You're having some panic attack issues.
And hopefully, I mean, the problem is that because this is a deep-rooted problem, I mean, with her anxiety because of her family issues and all this, going to a doctor now before, we don't know what the status is, but hopefully it's just panic attacks. I mean, that's what we can hope and pray for. But you don't want it to develop into something that, you know, is roots more deeply within your system and then creates additional health problems. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ignore something like this, it can fester, essentially.
Do you have, are you working? Do you have any money problems?
No.
Would she say?
Yes.
I don't have money problems.
You don't have money problems?
No.
It's emotional. You haven't worked through your issues with your upbringing. You still are filled with many issues. Did you ever go through therapy, or do you still feel you have anger?
I worked a lot of that. I worked in therapy as well, and healings and healers, and so I don't know what else am I supposed to do, you know?
She's worked through her issues in therapy. I mean, do you feel that it's been effective for you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was okay. I mean, of course, during the holidays, I guess it does affect me because everybody has like a family and stuff, and I don't. And I think that affects me. I feel sadness, you know, and I feel sadness and fear. So I was thinking that it's just a deep sadness and fear that is in my heart chakra.
So when did the palpitation start?
Friday, but it's now it's like it's not there anymore like that. It's almost like just a pressure that doesn't seem to be anywhere physical, and that's what I was thinking, that it must be something energetic because.
Yeah, and something, and you're saying that the holidays are making you sad because you don't have your family, and that's okay. I mean, you can be sad because you're disconnected from family on the holidays. It doesn't mean you necessarily haven't worked through your issues, I don't think. But
right.
I mean, it makes sense that there might be a physical manifestation of your emotional state during this time. So, but you know, I would say definitely still get checked out by a doctor.
Yeah, you need to get checked out. I mean, I don't know if you have the capability of going to urgent care just to have your heart checked, but that might be wise
just
before
so
you go
you can
to your
do
doctor.
It quick, yeah, like right away rather than waiting.
But, you know, sometimes these things, we work through our issues, and then sometimes these things just catch up with us, Maria. And you have to, you have to look at, you sound like you're pretty secure financially and all that. You have one significant friend, but this fear, the reason you're not tapping into it and knowing exactly what it is, because I think it's been sort of the residual energy. It's like when you have an earthquake and then that earthquake's over and you get aftershocks. Your body's going through aftershocks. You're going through aftershocks of the earthquake and resolving your issues after the earthquake, but you still have aftershocks in your body, and they're attacking your heart because you're an emotional person, and there are things you probably yearn or want for in life that have to do with love. You don't have that, and to some degree, and so you have aftershocks that your body's telling you, gee, I wish life had been different. I wish we had other things going on. I wish things could have been better. So your body starts to have these shocks, and then your heart jolts when you're thinking about it.
Yes.
So it's between the heart and the mind.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all to you?
Yeah. Totally makes sense. And then I don't really know how to resolve it in a way. I've been trying to calm myself.
Well,
but
it
doesn't seem to work much.
Going to the doctor is one thing. I mean, that's one side of it. But as far as what you can do on your own, I mean, there may be breathing techniques that you can use to calm yourself down. There might be things on a physical level that you can do. But also, I think, you know, maybe getting out into the world I don't know what how you could meet people, but maybe expanding your circle of friends so you feel like you have more nurturing.
Do you have a cat
in your life?
Do you have a cat or a dog?
Good idea.
No.
Are you a pet person or no?
Yeah, but I couldn't have a pet right now. That's just not possible.
Okay.
I have to look for a new place to move, which is also accumulating with the situation. And
that's a stressful thing too. That could be contributing.
The way to help it, well, first of all, is that you're better off telling yourself you're okay instead of feeding into your mind that you have all these problems. It's better off to compose yourself in a way to where your dialogue, your inner dialogue, is calm. Because if it isn't calm, then you're going to just keep perpetuating a system of aftershocks. So you should do
so
that.
What can I say? What can I say to myself, or what do you suggest that I use?
I'm okay. I'm going to be going to the doctor, and they'll check things out. But I'm okay. I'm fine. I have to be happy with myself. Embrace my own life. Maybe there are things that will give you certain enjoyments that you enjoy doing. You have to think, what things in life that have given you enjoyment? What do you like? Do you like cooking, going to the movies, reading a book? What do you like to do?
Okay.
What do you like to do?
Oh, what do I like to do?
Reading
and movies and the ocean, going to the beach.
Yeah, I was thinking of the water.
Go to the beach. Feel the beach. Understand that you're still alive, Maria. You're alive and you're thinking and you're breathing and you're responding. Go to the beach, breathe in the water, look at the seagulls.
Would you like a bigger circle of friends? Are you not interested in that?
Yeah, but like immediately, not necessarily, because I feel overwhelmed with the situation. I've been doing that. I've been going out and meeting people. But I guess there is a sense hopelessness inside of me that just feels like if my life at this point is this way, is it going to continue being this way? And what's the point of trying anything different? I cannot change the curse of like my childhood programming that is my own karma, and then a part of me doesn't believe that anything that I am capable of really changing my life in a significant way, you know, without
You're capable of changing your life, Maria. It's up to you to change it. It's up to you to make decisions that will help you change your life instead of going into just being depressed and thinking about all the things you didn't get done and all the things that didn't happen and
just because you came into your life with a family that's not the family that you would have chosen doesn't mean you're doomed to be isolated. That's, you've got to get rid of that thinking that's going to keep you stuck.
What are some things you would like to do on this planet before your natural departure? What would you like to do?
I'm like anxious.
I would like to feel love, to have friends that accept me unconditionally. I would like to develop my creativity and to be happy. Like joyful, you know, I have a lot of joy.
Okay, got it. What is your creativity level? What do you do?
I paint and I write children's books.
Okay, so you can join. Okay. Are you actively writing and painting now?
Yeah, I'm writing, not painting.
Okay, writing. Well, join a writer's group.
Right, and you know what?
Go to places where you can read your writing or join a writer's group. There's one thing you can do.
Do you have time to volunteer? Because I think often it's good to get out of one's own head or bubble of existence and reach out to others. I mean, you're saying you write children's books. Are there children's books you've written already that are completed?
And then I have one that is in process of sending to the publisher, but it's just I guess the deep disappointment that I feel, it's almost like I need somebody, it's almost like a part of me needs somebody to tell me that I really can have a different life. It's almost
you
like
can.
I feel,
I mean, too. Go to libraries. There's kids. Read your books. Present. Be a guest at a library. Connect with your local library. Read to kids. They have, I'm sure, children's groups.
Things you could be doing, Maria.
Where you feel like you're making a difference.
Join a writer's group. Maybe you can fall in love with some man. Have you ever had love in your life with an individual, man or woman, whatever your preference is?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, but...
Oh, but what?
Yeah, well, I had a divorce 20 years ago.
We have other callers. So listen, you can always call back our show. We're starting to give you some ideas. You need to join a writer's group or something. Do you have a website where you post your books that you want to share with us?
Not right now. No.
Okay.
But
Are you open to joining a writer's group anywhere near your vicinity?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
I
open
can
to
do that.
That? Okay, let's start there.
What kind of, just real quick, what kind of work do you do? Aside from the writing?
I'm a writer.
You are a professional writer?
What's your name? What's your last name? Can you give us your last name?
I'm not doing any professional writing, only that for company, not for people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for a company. You don't want to give, no,
okay,
don't worry.
Okay, that's fine.
If you have,
it's for,
you know.
For private.
If you can email us the name of your books, you can find us on Facebook, Maria. But I think she should volunteer too and help
volunteer
kids.
Volunteer and join the writer's group.
She writes children's books, reads the book at a library.
Yeah. There's things you can do, Maria.
It's going to give you purpose and make you feel better and not like you're just,
You got to keep the stuff and do it. And call us back and
the writer's
us know
group
how
will offer me maybe. And then
writer's group.
Okay, Maria.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Email
thank
us.
You. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Well, hope she feels better. I was getting anxious talking to her. I felt like impacted by her anxiety. I mean, hope she feels better. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey,
hi.
Hello,
this Amy?
This is Anna. Hi. Yes.
Okay.
Who is it?
So Amy,
you have
right?
My birthday 12/16. Yes.
12/16/73. We have it.
Okay, cool.
So what's up?
So actually I'm really excited. I'm gonna go with the theme of writing. My book is almost done. I just can't believe how fast is coming out, so it's really exciting. It's just very when it's funny how much knowledge has accumulated and when you're in your head versus when you're writing it down, what a difference. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, look at how much I've accomplished. So even that for Maria, like just even writing down 10 affirmations for yourself, or like even 5 things from in the last week that are, you know, of kindness for yourself, of things that you've done. I mean, it's just the fact that you're alive, that's a gift within in and of itself. So there's so many ways to make yourself feel better. I know we all go through that, ups and downs and all arounds, and I think it's important to just, it's just one step, and you have to make it doable. That's the biggest thing I've learned for myself, and I'm actually teaching others in this book, is that if you can make it doable, just like a kid saying, hey, I ate my carrots today. It's a big deal, right, if for a 5-year-old. But it's the same thing with adults. We've got to remind ourselves that, hey, I ate my 5 carrots today, basically. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, and that's why I think structure in one's life is really important, too, because structure,
absolutely.
Then you start to spin your wheels and, you know, things fall by the wayside. Amy, real quick, when did you start your book?
Oh, it's so funny because I'm a caretaker as well. So long story short, I've been doing it, but it's been, and it's, I actually wrote this and I'm very honest and very raw. And I should say things like it is. That's just the personality I have. But my point is that if for 8 years, I'm not kidding you, since like 2000, I would say 10 or 11, I've been trying to write this thing. And I was my worst critic. I was stop, go. And then I had no motivation because I had teachers along the way who made it worse. Who's just like, your writing is awful, basically. And I'm like, great, I'm never going to make it. This stinks, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, 2017, going into 2018, a year ago, literally, after my birthday, I said, you know what? I need a writing coach. So I went through 20, and I actually called a couple of times, you guys.
Yeah, I remember you were fighting between two people
exactly.
at the point
in time. Yeah, and basically, long story short, I went through 20 people. I looked online. My writing coach is not even from here. He's from Colorado. And I mean, 20 people, I interviewed them. I knew what I wanted, and I didn't stop. I was unstoppable. I was relentless. And I knew when it was the right one. And sure enough, it's like with the stop and go, my parents and caretaking for them, first 6 months of the year, I hardly got stuff done. Something switched. And it just takes that one little moment to be like, you know what? Let's get this going. Let's do this.
So the bulk of the writing happened within the last year. I mean, was there...
The last 6 months, actually, because the first 6 months, I was taking care of my family. So I really couldn't get a lot more. I mean, I wasn't getting as much than I hired her, but I would maybe see her or have a session with her bimonthly, which is not really a lot of time. Considering it's an hour and then it's gone and then another 2 weeks go by. But then I get distracted, of course, because life and my family not feeling well and my elderly parents and la, 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 la. But the point is that up to you, and I talk about this in the book, is that it's all up to you what you want to do with the cards that you're dealt. We could all do the woe is me. I did the woe is me for years. For 8 years, I wanted to write this book. Sorry, 7 years, whatever it was.
Seven, which
now
is your
like,
6-1.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And your year, seven. But go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah,
keep going.
I mean,
this is a short introduction.
It just all makes sense to me. But I don't want to keep on going on. It's so uplifting when you tend to say, look, I can. Just like that little engine it could, you know? Those little rhymes, those little things we learn in kindergarten. I think I can. I change it too. I know I can. It's just that one little phrase that really helps you plug away with the ups and downs of life. And I'm living proof of it. You guys know I'm legally blind. It's not like I had a peaky life here. I mean, I'm frank. I'm just saying it like it is. But the same thing, at the same token, I chose to make it a beautiful life for me.
You know, I was having this conversation on another subject with a friend regarding, I mean, totally different topic, but...
Okay.
You know, we're handed certain things. I mean, in terms of our karma. I mean, we come in with karma from past lives, and we end up where we end up with family. You know, certain talents, intelligence. You know, all kinds of different variables, and it is up to us what we're going to do with it. I mean, and so this was kind of an argument with this person, but anyway.
You know, Amy, in your code, real quick before I go to the next caller, you have a 1-2, which is a 3, and a 1-6, which is a 7, which comes into completed form in your year. So you're actually following your code by putting your karma together into a whole number system. In other words, you're coming now to the place where you feel grounded and secure from all the disparate parts of your life.
And
so
she's
in relation
cycle.
To your code.
She's in a cycle.
I want to ask you, you know, you've been calling the show for years. You never follow us. Follow us. Make it a...
Oh, you know. I'm so sorry. Can you say it again? What's your Facebook page again?
It's on our Blog Talk Radio profile, but it's Neil and Kristen Baker.
Okay.
Neil
can
and Kristen
just
Baker.
Just, like just a really quick thing. My question really quick.
Yeah.
In the next couple of months. Do you guys have something, any highlights for the next couple of months for me, I guess?
Well, the thing about your book is I see a lot of blue color around it. So I don't know if there's literally...
You're going to be highlighting it with a blue
I don't know if there's
pen.
Any blue coloring in your book. But if there isn't
no,
any
it's interesting.
Blue...
I actually was going to do pink because that represents unconditional love. The blue, what you're seeing, represents communication because that's the throat chakra. That's immediately what I thought of. It's an expression.
Well,
it is expression of me, all of me.
Yeah, I would do blue because pink is nice, but it's got a stereotype towards female energy. I would make this a universal energy. Make it blue for communication, and also blue occupies the third eye,
right, sixth
which
chakra.
Is what you've depended upon in your journey.
And she's in. You just turned 45 years old, Amy.
Yeah.
So you're in your 15. You're beginning your 15th cycle of your master number three. So finishing this book at this time is actually kind of a coded energy for you as well. I mean, you're doing the right thing. She's on the 7-3 in her birthday.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
like, I feel this thing being done by February 1st, but then I just got to, like, iron out whatever wrinkles I've got left
February 1st is your inverted month.
Yeah.
So you're talking in a coded language, and that's a good place to aim for.
But congratulations. Yeah. I mean, writing a book, it's a task.
I just want to end something. This is really important. My friend was just yesterday was like, what about 2019? I'm just like, it's a day-by-day thing for me. I just explained to you my first 6 months versus my last 6 months of this 2018. And it's true. I can't predict June right now. I do month by month, and I have goals set for each month. That's what works for me because at least it's, again, it's doable. If I'm thinking about the whole year, that's overwhelming. I don't know about 29. I don't know what I'm doing next November. I only know for the next month I have these bills and I have these deadlines for this book. You know, so it's if you make it, you know, accessible for you, and it might not be in a month for you. It might be just checking out the next 3 months for you. But do what's right for you. And I'm telling you, everybody out there, it's a magical way of living. Take it from me.
That's
good inspiration for all of our listeners, Amy. We really appreciate
that. And it's a pleasure talking to you both always. And happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Keep us posted on the publication date, okay?
I will. I'm going to follow you right now. Let me go online and pick up your...
Perfect. That's really nice. Okay, we appreciate it. Okay, take good care.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
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 Okay.
Bye.
We have a caller from 727 who has not pressed 1, so we're kind of unsure if he or she is just listening, or if that person wants to speak with us. Yes. Okay, so 201 is first, then we'll get to 727. Hi, Pat.
Hi. No, this is Gunjan.
Oh, Gunjan, I'm sorry. I mixed up your phone numbers. Sorry, Gunjan. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I know your phone number, wrong phone number. Good. How was your CAT scan? MRI. Sorry.
Yeah, my MRI was good, but I'm not going to get the results until February 2nd.
Really? I thought it was going to be a week.
Well, they're going to send the results to my doctor. Then my doctor is going to send the results to the neurosurgeon. And the appointment I have with the neurosurgeon is in February.
Oh, so your doctor won't be discussing the results with you or the radiologist. You're going to have to wait to talk to the neurosurgeon to really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
God, that's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to call in to ask you guys, what do you see coming up for 2019?
Another 2019 question. We were talking about this on the last show. I mean, 2019, I guess there's a different numerical energy. I mean, when you apply to the birth date, it's going to be a different energy for everybody. But
well, I mean, you're working at home. There's a convenience level there. I'm seeing a burst of creativity around your children. And there's a certain involvement you're going to get into in terms of their creativity that becomes more of a two, if not three way family unit. I'm not talking about your husband right now. I'm talking about you and your children. There seems to be a burst of creativity that they get involved in something. You add to that, and that brings out in you a certain creative channel that you hadn't tapped into yet, but you're basing it on your own artistic abilities and knowledge. So that's going to become involved in a certain project that your children are having. What grade are they in school?
They're in third grade.
Are they artistic, like visual arts?
My daughter, she's very artistic. She's in an art club and she draws and, you know, she's very creative.
There's going to be something you're going to be doing, at least at this, in this part of the reading, with your children that has to do with a creative outlet for you, Gunjan, that you think, oh, my God. And it's going to increase a level of educational creativity for the, even the school. You said they're in the first grade?
Third.
Third?
Third.
What's their birth date? It's their twin, so.
Their birthday is March 26, 2010.
And what about your son? What about his creative? I feel like verbal. What is his strength artistically, but not necessarily like drawing? I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of art. Writing. Is he a good writer?
He's more into fixing things.
Really?
Who's into geometric puzzles or?
Him, probably.
Him, yeah. He's more into fixing things, finding a solution for something.
Do you relate more to your son's abilities or your daughter's?
My daughter.
Yeah. So there's going to be a creative energy field around her that you're going to be participating in this creative classroom project. But it's going to be amazing, and you might even be called upon to go to school and share it with her as a special presentation, wherein you might be able to express to the children other aspects of your culture, your foods, your dress. You got to start thinking about that, Gunjan, about going to school and presenting to the classroom. A sharing day, and you might be able to start something new with the school system.
Okay, that sounds good. The last school in Massachusetts had International Day, and all the multicultural people would bring in things from their country and show it off to everyone as a presentation. And I was part of that. So
why don't you talk to the principal or the teacher about that for this school district and your child's classroom, and it would be amazing.
Yeah.
And the things that you could present, you're a wealth of knowledge in your culture and your foods and the colors and what they represent and the dress. You would be very entertaining, and your daughter would probably become very popular.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
So try, you know, just as a quickie reading, try that.
Okay, Gunjan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, thank you.
Good luck on your MRI. You know, if it was really serious, they would have called you in, but, you know. It's probably routine, so let's just keep it energy that way.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. 727 area code.
Hi. I've talked to you guys before. I'm just trying to find out what's coming up in the next month or so.
Okay. What's your name?
Shantae.
Tell us how you spell your name again, please.
S-H-U-N-T-E apostrophe.
Okay. And your birth date again, please?
March 3rd, 1974.
Okay. 16, and you are 43 years old, right? 44. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for any specific area of focus here?
No, just specifically, you know, what's coming in the next. Last time I called about relationships. I had closed doors, and I was trying to see if I was going to meet someone soon, and you told me about him, and it was right spot on.
And have you met anybody? No.
Not yet. I'm supposed to meet him on my job, I was told.
By us?
But that, no. This was a year ago. A lady told me I was going to meet someone in a long relationship on my job in 2019, but I didn't know when.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, what the other lady told you, if we're necessarily in agreement with what she told you. I mean, everybody's going to offer an opinion if you're calling a psychic code. So
exactly.
what did we tell you?
You just told me that around my 45th birthday or beforehand, I was going to meet a guy, but you didn't say when exactly or who he was or anything like that. You just said we was going to have a connection for a long relationship.
Okay, and that hasn't happened yet.
Well,
so.
45 is your multiple of 9. But let me ask you something.
Yeah,
Sean,
she's not 45 yet until March.
It may not happen until sometime after March, but are you accustomed to wearing, like, big earrings? Do you wear earrings at all?
Yes, I got 5 in each ear.
Oh.
See what she said?
Multiple earrings.
Yeah.
Piercings.
That's what I got about you on a visual energy field. So that's our form. That would be our crude form of validation from that energy field being validated about those earrings, that the likelihood of you having a relationship in 2019, at least sometime after March, is quite strong. And why it came in with the, I don't know. You know, sometimes on radio shows, we just get visuals, and that's the visual that came to me. Well, is there any history behind earrings or the way you put those 5 in? Do they mean anything to you?
No, I just like them. I just like the way they look. Never a specific reason.
Okay, so the guy that becomes your boyfriend or whatever is going to comment on your ears. Some guys are obsessed with certain parts of the body. He's going to comment on your ears and say, boy, those are beautiful earrings. Something like that. And it will just be a mild note in the interaction stage of getting to know one another, but he'll comment on them. And I'm just seeing this beaming, you know, this man's face is very happy. He's got this beaming smile, really white teeth, like really white, and beautiful, you know, spaced and all that. And I'm seeing that. And there's something to do with, there's something precious about this guy in music. Like, oh, my mother loved this song, and she passed over, and it's my favorite song. He'll mention something about a song. So there's something in that zone, too. Were there any pianos in your background?
It's one at my job. I work in a nursing home for 14 years.
Nursing home. I would imagine it might be hard to meet someone, a contemporary in a nursery home. So I don't know what the lady was talking about. Unless you're going to, you know, there's going to be a May, December.
She just said that it was a resident going to be there, like a grandmother, and he's going to be sitting with her. And I work in a dining room, and that's how I was.
So a visitor. Well, that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, she said I will meet him like that, and he's going to do everything he can to get my attention while I'm working.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Actually, I was dating. I wasn't, a last relationship I was in was in 2009, but other than that, I've just been dating. It's a guy around me that I closed the door on. It was just unhealthy, but he keeps calling and trying to get my attention, but he had too many problems that I didn't want to stick around for.
Yeah, you don't want that. No, this guy that we're seeing is you know, has this big, joyful laugh. he reminds me of an actor. I can't remember specifically the actor, but he has this great laugh, and he like lifts it up, and it almost looks like he's a wolf howling. He has this big bellowing laugh, and he loves to laugh. He loves to have a good time. He's very upbeat, very optimistic. You know, if you have a problem, he looks on the bright side of things, and he love your ears and earrings. I don't know. That's where it's coming from right now. And there's something to do, you know, the piano at your work. I don't know. Maybe he's in the health field. I don't know. Maybe he does tours of convalescent homes and he plays music. I don't know what he does yet.
Oh, okay. But that's all. I just wanted to know what was to be expected in the next month or so.
Well, hopefully, I mean, we don't know if the relationship will come up within the next month, but you do turn 45 in March. So maybe, you know, maybe within your 45th year, if not before.
Yeah, that's probably it. But thank
okay, take care, Shantae.
You too.
Bye-bye. Follow us on Facebook, too. Our Facebook accounts are linked under Blog Talk Radio profile. If you call the show, we really appreciate it if you follow us.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and our 843 is maybe our final caller today. Hi.
Hey, good day. How are you guys doing?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
My name is Eddie.
Eddie?
I'm in the Carolinas. Yeah.
Eddie?
Uh-huh, all day.
All right.
What's your name at night?
That's a good question. I think Crazy Eddie.
Crazy Eddie. Oh boy,
Crazy
this
Eddie.
Is going to be a reading. Okay, what is your birthday, Eddie?
What was the question? I didn't hear
your
the
birthday. Your full birthday.
Oh.
Month, day, and year.
127/60.
7, 8, 9, 10, 20.
Yeah, I'm quite a few blocks past that 45.
That's okay. And what's your question?
Eight. Relationships.
Relationships, okay.
You know, I we may be wrong, but you have a kind of romantic attitude. You're like maybe in somewhere in your world you have a romanticism. It could be music, writing, poetry. Your voice suggests a sort of artistic element of energy. So whether you could be a mechanic.
Yeah,
I
was
good
thinking mechanic.
But you have a very mellow voice that has a romantic karmic element in it.
Like he could be the host of a radio show that did, like, you know, love songs, like a, you know.
He's got a,
evening,
sort of a smooth,
romantic
velvety
show.
Voice.
Yeah, definitely.
And that might be appealing to a woman. Now, I think that there's a certain, I don't know. I mean, you may not be as romantic as we're depicting, but maybe you have an edge of yourself that might apply to that. But there's going to be somebody who has coming into your world. Now, this is a soft prediction, not in stone. But this woman that comes into your world has a sister. And they may even be twin sisters, but they look very much alike. And you're kind of looking at them thinking, gee, which sister do I like? And you're going to pick, there's like this decision you're making because you meet the two sisters and you decide to maybe choose one of the sisters. And it's fine. They both seem to like you, but whoever you choose turns out to be the one that becomes the relationship. And that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but we're psychics. That's what we're seeing. And whether we're right or wrong, that's the vision right now.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that
it
would
has
be,
to do with two
could
sisters.
Be continued. What, Eddie, I mean, do you want to respond to that?
Wow. twins.
I know you're saying why can't I have both?
Both, exactly. And then he goes into a career in pornography.
Yeah.
No, it's a two sisters.
There might be, do you ever frequent a church Is there a church ever anywhere in your life?
No.
No?
No, I don't want to say beyond that, but I'm from a different cloth. I say it that way.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's not Muslims either. Islam is something totally different to me than Muslims, but I don't go to a mosque or none of that. No.
You don't participate in organized religion at all?
No.
But you have a certain attitude of spirit. You have a certain attitude of spirit that lends itself to a certain attributes and okay, got it.
So
there's something.
Yeah,
there.
I read the Bible. I know the Bible and things of that nature.
So you're a Christian.
Well, there's something to do with a festival or something that you might go to where you meet these two sisters, or it might be at somebody's wedding. I'm not sure, but you seem to encounter these two women. And have you been in intense relationships before in your lifetime?
Oh yes, whatever you what's your classification of intense?
involved.
A committed, deep relationship.
Yes, committed. Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And when's the last time you had a relationship like that?
Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while. I think tied with square.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you do? What's your profession, or what was your profession in life?
Straight truck driving and mechanic, just like what you had picked up on.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys. I'm a jack of all trades. I carry a wagon. I have so many hats behind me.
Got it. Okay. And is there any, do you identify with any romantic part of what we were depicting while we were talking about the mechanic?
Yeah, I have met women, in that field and things of that nature, but I think sometimes I got too many non-negotiables and things of that nature, and that's what I'm working on, kind of loosening up. But yeah, I think twins are definitely interesting because, I'm a whimsical kind of guy. I'm kind of a standoffish. As you see, I'm an Aquarian, so you know.
That's what we think. And just a side question, do you have a brother?
Biological, no.
But there is someone that's a brother figure in your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is that person, does he have children?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why.
Wait.
That individual.
Neil, let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Is it the brother that's kind of close to me now? Because I have kind of like a few, but I'll just say basically two. And one, he is a mechanic, and the other one does business. One's here, and the other one's in Maryland.
I think it's the one that you see more, the one that's there. But I think it's the mechanic.
Okay.
And there's something to do with the makeup of your immediate future that's interconnected with him on perhaps a karmic level. So this is a tribal brother that has resurfaced on the planet in this lifetime that's now a brother by word and soul, if not blood. But you could surmise it could be blood.
Do we have a birth date for the brother? I mean, the brother figure. Mm-hmm. Do you have his birth date?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's, is it the 29th?
I don't know.
Aquarian also, which is, oh, come on, you know.
yeah, I'm holding back.
He's an Aquarian also, so I think it's, is it the 29th? I think it's the 29th of January.
It's tough because we don't want to.
Well, there's some link between him and our prediction of these two women. we don't know yet how it connects at this point, but there are two strings that haven't been tied together yet, but they're there on the table. So it's sort of like you drive a truck. It's sort of like a destination on your route that you know is there, but you haven't reached it yet, but it's clearly in the path of your ultimate destination. So there's something to do with your encounter with him, the one that's closer to you. And from that encounter comes a different chapter of these two women coming in.
Wow.
So we're kind of at the end of our show here, Eddie, but you know, you may call us again. We're on the air Wednesdays and Fridays. This week, we're not on Wednesday. Normally, we're Wednesday and Friday. Today, we're doing a Monday show because of the holidays. So you're welcome to call again or connect with us on Facebook. We'd really appreciate it if you did. And, you know, hopefully this romance will come in for you. Definitely invite you to keep us posted.
Definitely. I definitely appreciate both of you, and you are a power couple.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Should we, I'm just wondering, because we've been stretching this conversation out, and I don't really want to start the new year with the same topic on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk for a few minutes? I mean, it's really hard to...
On the
contagious karma,
because well, we can. What do we have left on the show?
1 minute 52 seconds.
Oh, you want to go into for like 10 minutes and it goes into the archives? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Well, the attitude. Well, we can. I guess we can talk briefly about.
Briefly,
it,
maybe 5 minutes. Not,
maybe
you
5 minutes,
know.
But contagious karma.
Well, I think we were where we left off last. Was the intensity of karma and its aspect of contagion as far as the interaction with another person. So, you know, you can have a very mild interaction with someone and pick up karma, but with others you might have to have a more intense interaction to actually subject yourself to their karma. I think that's where we left off.
Yeah, sometimes the contagious karma is based on the hard issue of karma, because you have a past life with the person and your connection to that person, regardless of how you feel about your own life, is going to be intense, we can use that word, and very involved and very connected in such a way that other person's life is now interconnected with your life, and your whole life is changed because of it. So a lot of times when this happens, contagious karma, an individual falls in love with somebody and they go to jail, and now the other person who's not in jail is involved in visiting them, fighting for their release. That's a dramatic issue. In something that where there's this contagious karma, where one party is innocent, the other party went to jail, and yet the innocent party feels like they're in jail because that's where their lover is or their spouse. Another contagious karma could be a worker who becomes very involved with a handicapped child, and their whole life changes in relation to that child's life. That's another form of contagious karma. Another one can be you walking out of a store and somebody holds you up, and now your whole life has caught this energy field of somebody else's. It doesn't always have to be negative. It can be very powerful.
And unfortunately, you know, I think we need to stop the show now because we have a call that came in. So,
okay.
You know,
maybe we'll continue.
Maybe we'll revisit it on Friday. And we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific.
And Happy New Year. This was our 665 shows. 665 shows. That's how many shows we've done together. September.
And then Fridays will be 666. Huh?
Yeah. We'll be talking about the Antichrist.
Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Bye-bye.